Number 40, your network. You know, all of us have a network in our lives. And I would suggest to you that there are about five different, maybe six, different kind of categories in your network. We're all hooked into other people. And one of the things you need to do, you need to take a sheet of paper and you need to write out who these are. Put yourself in the center. Write down me. Write your name in the center. And then hook out from you in a kind of a web or a network the people who have influenced you. For instance, put down your heroes. Who are the people you want to be like? You want to be like Chuck Swindoll or Gordon MacDonald or John Wesley or Bill Bright. Who are the people you want to be like? Susanna Wesley. Who are your heroes in life? Say, I'd like to be like them. And then put down, second, your models. The models are people you want to do like. People who have done something great. And their example, you might not want to be like their character, but you'd like to do what they have done. You know, who is it for you? You know, Martin Luther King or John Maxwell, Jay Kessler, who you name those kinds of people that say, I'd like to do the kind of thing they've done. Now, I'm making a list here of people that are kind of famous or well-known. In many cases, this network won't be that way. It'll be somebody that's less well-known. But to you, you've got a hero, someone you want to be like. You want to be like their character. And a model, somebody you want to do what they have done. Now, those people are kind of above you or ahead of you. Now there's two people beside you, kind of nearer or closer to you. One of those is a mentor. So third, write down who your mentors are. These are the people who are your coaches. They're the people who come along beside you. They pick you out. They're ahead of you, but not so far ahead like a hero or like a model. They're somebody who stepped alongside you, and they're helping you become great. They've picked you out. Probably they're an older person, and they've picked you out, and you don't even know why they picked you out, but they want to develop you and slingshot you right past them. Fourth, you need to write down your peers. Those are the people you associate with. The people you hang around with, the people you say, this is the category person I am. I fit in with this person and that person. These are the people who have powerful, and you probably get together with them even far more than your mentor, and they influence you powerfully. And then fifth, write down, who is your inner circle? The small group of people that God has given you, put in your hands, and says, influence them. The Peter, James, and John for Jesus. He had the whole disciples, and then he had all his followers. But the Peter, James, and John, the small group, the inner circle, that would be the three people that God says, I've given you them to put, in a sense, you're their mentor. And then finally, you might want to write down the sixth, who are my followers? Who are my larger group of disciples or followers? Who are the people that God has given me in a broad sense to influence? Is it a Sunday school class? Is it a local church? My network. Once you put that together, and you probably might even want to stop the tape, unless you're listening to this in a car, might want to stop the tape and just sort of put together your heroes and your models, your mentors, your peers, your inner circle, and your followers, and begin focusing on who they are so that you can begin to plan in a powerful way to influence these people for the sake of the Lord.